This is 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. My name is Mark, or Mookie, if you prefer. Today we're at the Wiltern, basically backstage in one of the green rooms, and we've got Zach Condon here from the project Beirut, which is really putting out records under the name Beirut since like 2006, roughly. And it's nice to catch up with you today. How are things?
I'm exhausted, but I'm standing.
So the new record's available now. Gallipoli is the name of the title track and the album. And frankly, I feel like I know you personally, and I feel like it was just yesterday, really, that the No 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 record came out, which we played on the air quite a bit. But even more than that, the record was in high rotation in my Hyundai, and my wife, frankly, is very jealous of me. You know, I get to meet you today, and she's not here, because we listened to that record a lot for a long time. And to hear that you got, I guess this new record's co-produced by a gentleman named Gabe Wax, who worked on the No No Wrote No record. Did you reach out to him again just to try to capture that lightning in a bottle once again?
Yeah, absolutely. I had this immediate kind of sonic connection with Gabe. I really had no idea. We knew him because he was a friend of a friend, in the sense that he was in the studio with the War on Drugs and was kind of came recommended from them. I had no idea how that was going to go. I had created this mess of a record, which was the skeleton of No No No. I had no idea how to finish it or organize it. Years of recordings from here and there. And we got into the room, and it was an immediate click. And so, yeah, with this one, I knew that I wanted to work with him. He has that perfect balance of, I mean, he'll listen to me, and he knows exactly what I want. So he gives me that much room, but when I get stuck and I say I want more of something abstract, he seems to just understand, and he's really a wizard behind the behind the mixing board and stuff, so...
So, frankly, a good collaborative effort, it sounds like, between you two when it comes to making music.
Yeah, we went down the rabbit hole together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we're here with Zach, who's been putting out records under the name Beirut for quite some time. I do want to talk about the new record, but I feel like I'd be doing a disservice to some of our listeners who are unfamiliar with your music if we didn't touch on a little bit about your background and where you've come from. Again, it seems like you've bounced around a little bit. Is it safe to say that, you know, growing up in New Mexico as a teenager, was cinema really your first love? Or you just kind of fell into that world?
I kind of fell into that world. I mean, music was still, I would consider my first love, in the sense that I grew up in a house full of music and all that. But my first job was at a movie theater that you know, played exclusively foreign films, kind of art house cinema. I think I was 14, maybe 15 when I started there. I'm not even sure when it's legal to start working in New Mexico, to be honest. But as soon as I could, I was working at this place. Yeah, and initially cinema was everything for me. It created my entire world as far as I was concerned.
Oh,
know you're a multi-instrumentalist, but are you bilingual? Are you trilingual? Do you speak different languages? Because, you know, you lived in New Mexico, New York, Berlin, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And is Berlin still home for you now?
Berlin is still home, yeah. I lived in Paris. I speak French well.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of passively understand Spanish because of growing up in New Mexico. I'm speaking German now. I learned a little Turkish when I was living in Istanbul. I mean, enough. It's more like a party trick.
Right.
I can get by. I can order food and stuff. And Turks are not used to Americans learning Turkish, so they're quite happy if I can even just throw out a couple phrases.
You feel like you have a knack for learning certain languages, just like you may have had a knack for picking up different instruments?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. I think it's kind of, I'm kind of possessed to do it. I studied Portuguese a little bit too, and I've lost most of that at this point since I haven't been around it.
Early on, you started collecting instruments, maybe from around the world, maybe some odd instruments. Could you give us the back history and the story of this fabled keyboard or organ that you got your hands on? And you've been writing songs on that, from what I understand, for quite some time. And yeah. I think it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, sure. Well, this is, again, because of the movie theater. I became known in Santa Fe for collecting these odd instruments. You know, early on, I was a trumpet player. That was my first and main instrument. I ended up picking up a ukulele because my wrist is about an inch. My left wrist is an inch shorter than my right wrist. I'm basically unable to play guitar. So I thought, well, a ukulele might be funny. And then I got hooked on it. Accordion, all sorts of things like that. And so the CCA, that was the movie theater, called me up at some point. A traveling circus had come through town and had a performance in the kind of warehouse space there. And I guess parts of the keyboard had broken completely, in the sense that, you know, you couldn't play any of the black keys except for F sharps. And they knew that, you know, I wouldn't care so much. And they called me, I came and picked it up. I started writing on that when I was 15. And it became a lot of the basis for the first record and became a huge part of the second one. I even went back to record the song Santa Fe on that one when I was, much later when I was recording the third album, Riptide.
Thank you so much.
We're speaking with Zach today from Beirut. Beirutband.com is the website. So this new record's fantastic. It was worked on in New York, Berlin, and Italy, from what I understand, kind of hopping around a little bit.
Yeah.
And you landed in Gallipoli, a place in Italy, which has been described, and I read this today, a medieval fortress island town. Now, it might be a peninsula, but I'm not 100% sure. How did you even land in that spot? You know,
our studio was in the kind of boot heel of Italy, Puglia, and in a very, very rural area.
And you just felt like you wanted to kind of relocate to a spot to get the creative juices flowing, and you ended up there?
Yeah, exactly. I was already living in Berlin, and I had done a lot of the kind of demos and recordings there on my own, and I wanted to get some of the band back out to do another session to get the songs kind of bigger and better, so to speak. And I wanted somewhere rural and out of the way. And Paul, who was in Rome for a long time during his honeymoon, actually had caught wind of this studio in the middle of nowhere in Italy. And that's where we ended up choosing. I didn't want to come all the way back to the States. New York is too expensive, yada, yada, yada. We found this studio. It's amazing. And we would, you know, we would just take these kind of weekend trips during these sessions and drive around, and the studio owner would show us around. We literally just happened to be passing by the highway. The name caught my eye. Something was both familiar and odd. I mean, obviously, I figured out later the reason it was familiar is because of the Battle of Gallipoli in Turkey.
Right.
But that wasn't what was running through my head at the time. But we pulled over and found this city, kind of rode in right at the right moment that this kind of procession was happening, where the priests were carrying the kind of patron saint of the town through the town streets, and the whole town was following behind, and there was a brass band, and all the church bells were ringing, and it was really quite kind of trance-like. And I mean, it was very much like these movies that I was watching when I was a teenager, and kind of put me in that mind state.
Again, we're here with Zach from Beirut. There's Twitter and Facebook. Are you responsive on social media? Are you on social media throughout the day?
I have to admit,
how digitally savvy are you these days?
I'm digitally incapable.
That's okay.
I know how to run Pro Tools, and that's about it.
Oh, there you go.
I have email, and I watch skateboarding videos on a private Instagram account, but I have, yeah, to be totally honest.
Thank you. I feel like your story is fascinating, and it's been a pleasure to actually meet you today. This is Zach Condon from the band Beirut. Beirutband.com is the website. Go get the record, get the merch, and we'll be supporting your music for years and years to come, my friend. Hopefully next time in our studio.
Yeah, cheers. Right. That's awesome.
88.5 FM.